This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I'm going to tell you a story that I haven't really ever shared before. When I was young, I remember watching Ahmed Didat and other preachers and du'at, and they were just mesmerizing. They had a deep impact on me. With the absence of a physical father figure in the house, the da'wah became the replacement father figure. My love for da'wah and my school experience actually led me to suffer from a lot of doubts. I remember some of my teachers in the school as well were slyly new atheists trying to push that kind of worldview. And these kinds of things would actually have an impact on me. I became frustrated because I didn't have the intellectual tools to deal with all the doubts. This actually all started to have a spiritual effect on me. That's why when I started learning classical Arabic with my mum, who is an Arabic teacher, this was the key really in accessing the tools, not only deal with the doubts, but share Islam effectively. A key milestone in dealing with my doubts was during Ramadan when I was about 17 years old. I'm from Alexandria, Egypt. We went and there was a beautiful kind of Ramadan experience we had. And I remember I made dua when I was in sujood in that Ramadan experience, and I said, may Allah test me with anything except for doubts. I never want to be tested with doubts ever again. And subhanAllah, sometime after that, that was it. That, you know, it's done, really. When I'm actually confronted with these doubts now, or these kinds of misconceptions, it actually raises me in Iman, alhamdulillah. My path towards da'wah has now, you could say, accelerated. Every decision I made, and every step I took, I would always think of ways I could benefit the da'wah. So even if I'm in education, etc., I would be thinking about that. And I believe that this has to do actually with my mother. Now, we all know the power of a mother's dua. My mom tells me that she wasn't getting pregnant for about 7 years. So she went to Umrah one time. And while she was drinking Zamzam, she made dua to have a son who would be a da'iyah. And she mentioned so many things in the dua. So then after that, I was born. I credit everything actually to my mother's dua and her enduring support throughout these years, because she is my inspiration and actually my role model. I would not be the person I am today without her. May Allah bless her. When I got married, I actually got married when I was 20 years old. And I was involved in the da'wah, but I needed to be able to support my family. So I wanted to get into teaching. So I considered this as an occupation. Because of my da'wah interest, though, I already had the kind of the channel at the same time. Many of you may remember I attended a right-wing protest at that time with Tommy Robinson and the freedom protest, whatever you call it. And unfortunately after that, I lost my job. And this was like 2 or 3 weeks before I would actually get the QTS. So I didn't get the teacher's license. And all of those years where I was trying to get the teacher's license, all the getting to teaching was gone in a moment. After that though, I was tutoring and freelancing and kind of working in different kind of things for scraps. It was a matter of survival. At this point, I started to take the da'wah even more seriously. So I'd done another master's degree in Islamic studies and another one in applied theology. I realized that things like philosophy of religion, which I spent a lot of time focusing on, are needed in the da'wah. Like, for example, proving God's existence, the arguments for God's existence, etc., theodicy, all these things. So, alhamdulillah, after that, and I applied for the PhD program in the philosophy of religion to further my work. And that's why there is Muhammad Hijab now, the da'iyah, and not Muhammad Hijab, the history teacher. Wallahi, I feel I understand why Allah made me lose out on being a history teacher. He did so to guide me to teaching people about Islam. What's amazing about my story is that I started with doubts, and now I'm trying to answer the doubts. So, subhanAllah, how Allah has blessed me to be part of the Sapiens Institute team, which is this institute which we share and defend Islam academically and intellectually, and empower and develop others to do the same. In under 1 year, we've developed and trained over 6,000 people to intellectually share and defend Islam, delivered over 33 in-depth webinars, delivered 10 courses and seminars, published 3 books, launched Sapiens Thoughts, and produced 30 videos, launched our Lighthouse Mentoring Service, which is a one-on-one service for people that, like ex-Muslims and people that have doubts, where we actually go through their doubts, and much more, all for free. If this story has inspired you in some way, please support this noble work and start your monthly donation today. Inshallah, the link will be found in the description box. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.